12:35, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Text lines open for you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Big thanks to Matt Green. And, hey, coming up next hour, too, this is something I think a lot of people are trying to figure out, trying to navigate, trying to be most efficient in doing as people work from home. Okay, it's easier said than done. You'll hear a bunch of stats. Oh, more Americans working from home than ever before. Yeah, maybe y'all have really like calm, non-chaotic houses, but for a lot of us, home is where the mayhem is. It's loving and great mayhem, but it's mayhem. If you got, like, we have the kids doing online school at our house, and then if you're trying to work from home and do that, how do you navigate that? How do you like actually do your job without being distracted and all that? So we have Dr. Jim Gilkey joining us in the next hour to talk about just this. If you're somebody who all of a sudden is now telecommuting, you're working from home, how do you concentrate on your work? How do you, figure out what's productive, what's not productive? How do you deal with the kids at the same time you're dealing with work? So we'll talk all about that next hour. And you may want to text in your questions on that. All right. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, my friend from Visit Mobile, which is we're going to get into, Emily Gonzalez joining us right now. Emily, welcome. And what's it like at Visit Mobile when we're telling everybody not to visit?
Hey, Sean. It's always great to be with you. Thank you for having me on today. Visit Mobile's a little different. As you very well know, but some of your listeners may not, our job is literally to invite people into the city. We have two different aspects that we work with. One, the convention and meeting side. We work with sports and all that fun stuff. And the other is kind of more the leisure traveler, people coming in to go on cruise ships and do food tours and historic tours and things of the nature. And right now, our world is kind of on a pause. We're asking people to not come to the city and to actually not move around the city. So a lot of what happens when we support our restaurant partners and our local attractions and so forth is just we're telling people in the city of itself, hey, go do these pretty awesome things. We have an easy job. Mobile is super, super awesome. So when you love what you do, it's really easy. And we definitely love the city. But what we've been able to do through this crisis is kind of turn things and make a pivot. We're still doing absolutely everything we can to support our city. We have always had a great relationship with the administration and the Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Alliance and the Restaurant and Hospitality Associations. So we're taking that and those relationships and being a central hub source of information for everyone. If you look on almost everyone's website, you will find some information about COVID-19. Wash your hands, these are the resources, that type of information. And we, of course, have that on our website, mobile.org. But we've also created a few additional things that are really turning out to be great roundhouse information sources for everyone. One is we have a full list of businesses, restaurants, attractions, retail, things like that, that are still open, and the list of those that are temporarily closed. We also have a form on that page, so if you are one of those businesses that's still open and you want to be listed, please let us know so we can get you added. A second thing that we're doing is we have an events page. So that's where we're taking all of the events that have been canceled or postponed, and we're letting you know what's happening with those. A lot that are being postponed still don't have dates yet, but when we find them out, we're adding them to it so you can know what's happening. One of the fun things that we've done with the events page is turn around and we have a lot of social distancing friendly events. So we've had the Cheese Cottage do how to make cheese boards. We have tours and things of that nature, video tours, the Oyster Trail so you can do walking tours and driving tours. The History Museum of Mobile has done actual walkthroughs. So it feels like you're getting walked through the exhibit with a personal docent. And they have some educational things with that. And anything that you're doing, Facebook Live, musicians, anything like that, just we're scrolling through every feed we can to try to find any information to share with others to continue to promote Mobile just in a safe virtual way. Right when the actual health department and the city of Mobile shut down in-room dining, we immediately partnered up with the city and Mobile Downtown Alliance and kicked off Takeout Mobile, and that was very well received. We did that immediately on that Friday, and the businesses that were still open absolutely loved the support that they received. We continued that last Friday, and we will continue that thought and momentum moving forward to support the businesses that are still staying open. With that, we've had a big message that, hey, we're all Mobile strong, and we want to continue to be Mobile strong. We've been that way. We've gone through storms. We've gone through oil spills. We've gone through a lot in our city, and we've proven to be a resilient community. And the people that are really coming to light right now are just absolutely hometown heroes. And as we were talking about these heartwarming stories of everyone we kept hearing about, we decided to put together another campaign called Hometown Heroes. And we've launched that on all of our social media platforms where you can see a lot of different people, and please nominate people if you know. But they're just making big impacts and big differences in the community. They're going above and beyond and helping in ways that are outside of the scope. So we want to make sure that they are loved on in this time. And of course, we're just trying to be an absolute resource to everyone. We have one extra page on our website with under this kind of umbrella of information that we're trying to get out, and it's the local resources. In the best of times, absolute best of times, if you find yourself personally falling on hard times, it's really confusing to find out where you can get help, where you can find shelter, where you can get counseling, where you can find your next meal, all of those things. And we have scrolled through and have great partnerships with different organizations throughout the community, and we're trying to be a central resource to say, this is what is still open, it's allowed to be open, that these are people who are serving you and how you can reach them. So we're really just trying to be a resource to absolutely everyone while we're here, because our ultimate job year-round is to serve our community, and this is how we can best serve them right now.
Just joining us, talking to Vice President of Marketing and Communications with Visit Mobile, Emily Gonzalez. Emily, do you, in your capacity, what you do here in Mobile, do you have a chance to, during all this, to talk to people who do what you do in other communities? Y'all share ideas? Is there any of that going on, networking?
There is a tremendous amount of networking. Year-round, we have hidden, you know, social media groups and forums and chat rooms and so forth where we share ideas. And a lot of us have actually split off and said, you know, and started groups that are specifically around what are we doing for this particular crisis. Because like the rest of the country, we're seeing something that we've never seen before. We are no stranger here in Mobile County and Baldwin County to a crisis. But normally it's an event. Mm-hmm. And it's not a season.
Yes.
So what we're dealing with here and how organizations are built and what the messaging is and what the sustainability is, our hearts are just breaking. And it's literally our job to stay positive for everyone and to see the future and to know what's happening in the future. And, you know, we will see light on the other side of this. And, you know, April 30th feels like a really long time away. But we already have the game plan in motion of what we're going to do when we get that green light to say, y'all, we're clear, let's come on back. We're a city that was born to celebrate, and I'm sure we'll throw a nice, nice party on the other side of this to come and be our southern hospitable selves and hug one another and all the things that we're allowed to do when we're allowed to do them. But right now we want to be very, very respectful of what we're not allowed to do and support the people who are still trying to stay in business through it.
Yeah, and try to get this over as soon as possible, you know, in our area and in the country. I wonder about that with the companies that would come in. And I know you're doing a lot for us here, and you say serving our community. And obviously that is very important, and people need to go to mobile.org and check that out. But I wonder on the business side, is there any discussion yet with companies that would come in for conventions or bring people in? Are they saying, hey, we're interested, but we're going to let this float and call you back in 2 weeks? Or are they just gone? Are they not talking about it at all?
That's an absolutely fantastic question, and I'm glad you asked. And we're being extremely transparent about this. Actually, on our events page that I just told you about, at the very bottom you can see a list of all of our meetings and conventions. We, on a monthly basis, publish our monthly convention calendar, so you know who's scheduled to come in for the month, so restaurants and attractions and so forth can staff up. For the month of March, we had 12 conventions that were coming in, and 9 of those 12 rescheduled for later in the year. 3 were just simply, they were forced into that date, and they wouldn't be gathering again for another, 2 to 3 years. So they just canceled their meetings altogether. 3 cancellations is really not bad at all. We've had a handful of moving organizations in April, just 1 cancellation there. And then for the rest of the year, we're really not seeing anything. Everyone's really kind of holding. Being a drive market, we are really in a very nice situation. We're a secondary, second-tier market, and people can get to us. So the thought of when we can get back together, we want to, and we're not going to be afraid of getting in planes and airports and things of that nature. So a lot of those are just holding strong. So we're very, very thankful for that, and we have not seen the impact that a lot of our other sister cities have seen.
Yeah, I wonder that there's going to be a pent-up demand that will eventually be freed by this when we get the go-ahead. I mean, I worry for restaurants, and we're still going to do takeout. Lord knows, I've done more takeout than I think ever before in my life here over the last couple of weeks, and we continue trying to support local restaurants. But listen, you can't stockpile meals. You can't, when this all is done, go eat 50 meals that you would have eaten, at a walk-in restaurant in the past. But conventions and things of the like, they're going to have them eventually, right? I mean, there can be pent-up demand there to where maybe we go from, like you said, we're in a pretty good position here with only 3 cancellations, but if there are more down the road, I got to think that those people do rebook and do have those events sometime in the future. They don't just blow them all off.
You're absolutely correct. We are very lucky, our offices are in the convention center, so we have a very close relationship with ASM, which was SMG, the organization that manages the Convention Center, Civic Center, and Sanger. And really what we're seeing, so we have the ear of them, and we're able to pick their brain and ask what's really happening, not just for the meetings and conventions, but the event side. And the vast majority of everyone is really working to reschedule, and not just reschedule, but reschedule in the year for the year. So if at all possible, if they can have the meeting space and there's the hotel rooms available, there's not already some other big thing scheduled at that point, they're doing everything they can to make that move.
What do you hear from the cruise industry, from Carnival? What any information from them, their plans?
Yeah, well, we also have a very close relationship with Carnival, and I'm not going to speak directly for them, but I can let you know that they are making very intricate, they're trying to be very wise about what they do, and everything's fluid. Just like the U.S., we thought we were looking at mid-April, and now we're looking at April 30th. We do know that when they do come back, they're probably not going to cruise in every port at all the time. And they're not going to, just like the rest of every industry, it's not going to be 100% on May 1st. They'll have to ramp back up. So they'll choose which ports they choose from, and they'll choose which ships they just decide to use. And we're proactively working to continue a very strong relationship that's already there, and try to be on that short list of opportunities that open up when they decide to start sailing again.
All right. We appreciate the good work y'all are doing for us here at home and representing us around the country and around the world. Emily, thank you for what you're doing. Thanks for your time, and I have to get you back on real soon.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Emily Gonzalez from Visit Mobile, our guest, and we're coming right back. Grab some calls and text at 343-0106, 343-0106.